Hillary Clinton joins Ocasio-Cortez, I am voting early, in person, too. By Hannah Blow on September 21, 2020. Former Trump challenger Hillary Clinton announced on Monday that she, like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, is voting both early and in person this year despite consistently advocating for mass vote by mail across the country throughout the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. I am voting early, in person, too. What's your voting plan? Clinton said in response to Ocasio-Cortez, who posed the question on Sunday. She revealed that she, too, will vote in person. Clinton's admission of in-person voting comes after months of consistent advocacy for mass vote by mail. In early March, prior to the peak of the Wuhan virus pandemic, the former Secretary of State swooped in to attempt to advance her party's long-held agenda item of normalizing mass vote by mail. Congress needs to act to make voting by mail the norm going forward, with the specifics outlined by election expert Mark Elias below to make it accessible for all, she said at the time, citing her former campaign attorney Mark Elias, who is known for seeding lawsuits across the country to advance the progressive objective. The following month, Clinton continued to tout the proposals of Elias, proposals that included ballot harvesting and vote anywhere rules. The former Democrat presidential nominee also expressed outrage following Wisconsin's in-person April 7 primary, stating that GOP officials and conservative jurists forced Wisconsin voters to choose between risking their lives to vote and being disenfranchised, adding that it was unconscionable. Only a few dozen of roughly 413,000 individuals who either voted or worked at the polls later contracted the virus, equaling an infection rate below 0.02%. Several of those individuals indicated other ways they could have caught the illness. In May, Clinton celebrated Governor Gavin Newsom's decision to order vote by mail for November's election, expressing hope that other governors would follow Newsom's lead. In recent months, Clinton has continued to state that Trump is trying to make it as difficult as possible for people to vote, to have those votes counted, and to sow further distrust in our electoral system. I take his failed threat, she told MSNBC's Joy Reid in July. I take it very seriously. Just last month, Clinton warned of a deliberate effort to sabotage vote by mail.